You're welcome back to the News at One. It's 200 years since a team of surveyors began to map Ireland, making this the first country to have detailed ordnance survey maps. 60,000 townlands were recorded from north to south, a task portrayed in Brian Friel's play Translations. Now, in a joint project by Queen's University in Belfast and the University of Limerick, the maps have been brought together and are available online. Dr. Catherine Porter, who is Associate Professor of Geography at UL, has been telling me about them.
We're talking about going back 200 years now, back to the 1820s. And what happened really was that some of these early landowners in Ireland lobbied Westminster for a revaluation of the land, because the landscape actually was based on taxation from surveys from two centuries prior to that. So a revaluation was required. They needed to redefine boundaries. They needed to calculate acreages right down to townland level, townlands that we're all very familiar with. And so in the 1820s, there was a team led by Thomas Colby, and they went out across the island searching for suitable points from which to observe and to measure the landscape. So these would have been high points in the landscape, places again that we're very familiar with. From these places, then they used new and specialist equipment to actually measure what was called a primary triangulation. So this was a network of large triangles that covered the whole island, and it was connected to another line called a baseline. And this was an extremely accurate length that was measured in Lough Foyle in County Derry. It took them about 60 days or so to actually measure it, the north being up in McGilligan and the south of it being in Ballykelly, a distance of about 8 miles or so. And when the baseline was actually re-measured in the 20th century, they found that it was only about 1 inch different or so, which was an extraordinary achievement for the time, if you think, you know, 200 years ago. Mm. Once that baseline was then in place and the primary network was built, the Ordnance Survey started to move down through into secondary and tertiary networks. So they were observing and they were measuring right down to that townland level to a scale of 6 inches to the mile. And why that's so important here is because it was the first country in the whole world to be mapped at such a scale.
So you've now brought all of these maps together, and you've also included several other documents where the surveyors explained their work.
Exactly. Yeah. So the survey itself was much more than just maps. And I think most people are most familiar with the maps themselves. But in addition to those, we also have the Ordnance Survey name books. So these were topographical experts, place name experts, most of whom were actually bilingual. And they went out across the island and they recorded place names and their various forms. So we had the Irish, and we also had the Anglicisation of that, so how it would actually appear on the map. For several northern counties, we also have the Ordnance Survey memoirs. These were statistical accounts, and they actually detailed information on localities, parishes, so different aspects as diverse as folklore, archaeology, antiquities. There's agriculture in there, people, identity, culture, all sorts of things related to life and landscape there.
And if people are interested in this, where can they find all the information?
You can go online to our project website, which is www.irelandmapped.ie. And from there, you can link into Digital Repository Ireland. The DRI are one of our key partners, and they are the repository that is housing all of this information. So you can follow through to that directly, and you can start to explore for yourself.
Dr. Catherine Porter there of the University of Limerick.